Find strength in your squad, Tuesday. The Chasing Epic Challenge Week 6. In. By loving people more. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what He wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ, Galatians 6:2. Alicia is one of the ladies that I work with, and a few years ago she had a shirt on that said, Squad Goals. I thought it was girly and cheesy, however, she lives that out as much as anyone I know. Truth be told, we all need a squad of people in our lives. My wife and I went on an anniversary trip this past weekend. We are laughing and enjoying the drive when in an instant we get clipped by a semi-truck, do three full 365 spins on the highway before crossing over and then hitting another car head-on going the other direction. Probably a true miracle we are alive. I'm truly thankful to be alive, but you know what also made me grateful? I had so many people text or call, with us being 2 hours away from home, saying that they'll bring us a vehicle, or take us where we were going, or even rent us a vehicle. It's amazing to have people in your corner. The beauty of community is not just in shared joys, but in shared struggles. Life throws curveballs, and sometimes they hit us hard. It's in these moments that the strength of our squad, our friends, our faith community, becomes evident. This isn't about finding people who can simply make us feel better with shallow words or distractions. It's about building relationships with those who aren't afraid to step into the mess with us, to carry the heavy ends of our burdens, and remind us of Jesus' love and strength when ours is running low. This week, take a step towards that. Be vulnerable with a friend about a burden you've been carrying alone. Or be the friend who reaches out, willing to share in another's load. It's in these actions that we truly live out the grace and love of Jesus, showing the world a love that truly transforms. You don't have to carry the weight of the world alone. Because you can't. Don't forget this week's Chasing Epic Challenge is to connect with a group by scheduling a time to share a meal or at least hang out. Last but not least is your two prayers for the day. First, pray, God, what are you showing me, and what am I going to do about it? Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Mark chapter 7 verses 14 through 30. Then Jesus called to the crowd to come and hear. All of you listen, he said, and try to understand, it's not what goes into your body that defiles you. You are defiled by what comes from your heart. Then Jesus went into a house to get away from the crowd, and his disciples asked him what he meant by the parable he had just used. Don't you understand either, he asked. Can't you see that the food you put into your body cannot defile you? Food doesn't go into your heart, but only passes through the stomach and then goes into the sewer. By saying this, he declared that every kind of food is acceptable in God's eyes. And then he added, it is what comes from inside that defiles you. For from within, out of a person's heart, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceit, lustful desires, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these vile things come from within, they are what defile you. Then Jesus left Galilee and went north to the region of Tyre. He didn't want anyone to know which house he was staying in, but he couldn't keep it a secret. Right away, a woman who had heard about him came and fell at his feet. Her little girl was possessed by an evil spirit, and she begged him to cast out the demon from her daughter. Since she was a Gentile, born in Syrian Phoenicia, Jesus told her, "First, I should feed the children, my own family, the Jews. It isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs." She replied, "That's true, Lord, but even the dogs under the table are allowed to eat the scraps from the children's plates."
"Good answer," he said. "Now go home, for the demon has left your daughter."
And when she arrived home, she found her little girl lying quietly in bed, and the demon was gone. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 13 through 25. So anyone who speaks in tongues should pray also for the ability to interpret what has been said. For if I pray in tongues, my spirit is praying, but I don't understand what I am saying. Well then, what shall I do? I will pray in the spirit, and I will also pray in words I understand. I will sing in the spirit, and I will also sing in words I understand. For if you praise God only in the spirit, how can those who don't understand you praise God along with you? How can they join you in giving thanks when they don't understand what you are saying? You will be giving thanks very well, but it won't strengthen the people who hear you. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than any of you. But in a church meeting, I would rather speak 5 understandable words to help others than 10,000 words in an unknown language. Dear brothers and sisters, don't be childish in your understanding of these things. Be innocent as babies when it comes to evil, but be mature in understanding matters of this kind. It is written in the scriptures, "I will speak to my own people through strange languages and through the lips of foreigners. But even then, they will not listen to me," says the Lord. So you see that speaking in tongues is a sign, not for believers, but for unbelievers. Prophecy, however, is for the benefit of believers. Even so, if unbelievers or people who don't understand these things come into your church meeting and hear everyone speaking in an unknown language, they will think you are crazy. But if all of you are prophesying, and unbelievers or people who don't understand these things come into your meeting, they will be convicted of sin and judged by what you say. As they listen, their secret thoughts will be exposed, and they will fall to their knees and worship God, declaring, "God is truly here among you." Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.